Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of these a year is astonishing.
Yeah.
Two of them in one day and three of them over 72 hours is absolute insanity.
Mm-hmm.
You should be confident in your ability to do certain things.
Yeah.
But Tommy, it is interesting that some people can be so confident in themselves and the equipment that they're using that they have no problem getting into the cockpit of a plane.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So we'll start this story Friday around 1:30 in the afternoon in the Maplewood area of the city of Rochester. That's where police say a small plane crashed just north of Route 104. Let me say that again.
Okay.
A plane crashed in the city of Rochester. Story on 13 Wham says there were two people on the plane. One of them unfortunately passed away. The other one, non-life-threatening injury.
So it's like a little like two-seater prop plane.
That's what it sounds like.
It was red if I remember the picture correctly. There were a bunch of witnesses to what happened and watched it happen.
I couldn't imagine. You wouldn't even believe what you're seeing.
Yeah. Right?
Like in that area, that's like the last thing you think is going to happen on the road.
How about if you're driving 104? You're in your car and all of a sudden you watch a plane go down. So this is something that no one in that area, obviously, like Kimmy said, is used to. And not just the residents, but first responders as well. To quote a member of the Rochester Police Department, quote, "This is kind of out of our wheelhouse. I've been here 18 years. We don't deal with this very often."
I wouldn't think.
Okay, so that story's nuts, right? Well, let's take a trip out to Steuben County.
All right.
Friday night, another aircraft, a small engine plane, crashed into a field around 6 p.m., four and a half hours after the plane crash in the city of Rochester. Someone who lived in that area had to use a drone to find the plane wreckage.
Oh.
One person in that crash passed away.
And so that's two different crashes and two fatalities.
In a matter of four and a half hours.
And we're not to midnight.
No, you got it. And by the way, that was on Friday.
Yeah.
This horrifying weekend kicked off with a small helicopter crash in a field in Kendall.
Oh, I forgot about that,
That's just west of Brockport.
Right.
That was apparently an experimental chopper that ended up in a field on its side. Thank goodness, in that crash, the pilot survived.
Yeah.
Three crashes in every part of our listening area in, 72 hours?
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Who the hell has the balls to get up in one of them tiny aircrafts?
I don't know, but you see them all the time this time of year.
What happened to our boy Vinny? Bad joke Vinny.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Go ahead.
I just want to be clear that everyone understands where we're at here. Mm. What was his name?
Bad joke Vinny.
And you went up in a plane?
With him.
With a man who you nickname Bad Joke Vinny.
And his buddy.
And that's not his only nickname, by the way.
Yeah. Were you like excited to do this? Were you hesitant? Like, did you have any reservation at all about getting into that plane?
You know, I'd like to fly, and he had a buddy with access to a plane who was he flew.
Which, by the way, that sounds sketchy as hell. Yeah. I have a buddy with access to a plane.
So, and I even said, I said, we got to tighten him up. He's going to take us up and fly us around the Finger Lakes.
Sure, sure.
So I said, I'll get him, what does he drink? So we got him a nice bottle of, not he was drinking while we were flying. We got him a nice bottle of bourbon, and he took us all over the Finger Lakes, man. It was pretty amazing.
Wow.
And I know you'd be, and it was a small, like, Vinny was in the back one seat. I was up front with the pilot.
But, you got the front seat?
Well, yeah, because.
Shotgun?
Well, I'm,
you even know, though he got you on the plane?
Well, I, you know, he knew I would be excited.
Okay. That's a good friend.
Yeah, so we flew all around. And, yeah, and then I went up in that helicopter with the National Guard.
Well, those are actual pilots.
But, yeah.
But when you got, like, I get being excited, but when you got into that plane and that the door shut, you weren't like, maybe I made a mistake here. There was nothing, no, like, self-preservation thing that kicked in your brain where you're like, this is going to be a little scary, actually.
Well, here's what kind of
freaked. Because you got to feel everything in those planes.
Yes. So what freaked me out was we were at the regular airport over here with the big jets, right? So we're going down the same runway that the big jets go, and I never seen that runway at ground level.
Yeah.
It's a completely different experience when you're. Because, you know, when you're up in a jet, you're going about, 150 miles an hour when you're taking off, and you don't really see, but, like, you're, like, almost, like, sitting on the goddamn tarmac flying down. It was different.
Okay, so you're describing being a passenger, which is still insane to me, but let's talk straightforward flying the plane.
Yeah.
All right? You are in control of an effing airplane.
Yeah.
You have to be on point, focused, unflappable, no matter what situation arrives. You have to have complete faith in the craft you are in the air with.
Yep.
There is no rest area to pull off to check if something sounds weird. And if you make a mistake, things get real bad real fast.
But
and not only
what?
Do you have to worry about your own safety.
Yeah.
If someone is with you in the plane, you are responsible for their lives. You are also responsible for the safety and the lives of the people on the ground. What I cannot wrap my head around, and I put my fear of flying aside, why in God's name would anyone want to put themselves in that situation? And how could a human being have that much faith in their own ability?
Well, they're trained. They went to flight school. You know, they're licensed.
Okay, there's a difference between the guy that's flying me on United and Bad Joke Vinny.
No, but he's still certified.
Yeah, no, I've talked to
Small
the guy.
Craft.
Look, really like him. Nice guy. Salt of the earth.
Yeah.
There is not enough money on the planet of Earth for me to get in a plane with that guy.
I mean, we secured the bottle of bourbon so it wasn't rolling around. And, you know, we said, you know, we'll do like a round of shots an hour and have a good time up there.
Like, Kimmy, the only thing more mind-blowing to me than flying the plane yourself, because I get the arrogance, you do this, watch me, is letting someone else who is not a professional pilot fly you.
And just not being in control. I mean, you're at their mercy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you've seen your friends in bad spots.
Yeah.
Did you even ask how many times that they had been up before they took you up?
Oh, this guy, the guy that was flying the plane he was professional, but not in the capacity of that plane that day. That plane was his.
Okay.
So he was a pilot for a corporation.
Okay.
So he flew corporate jets.
Okay, fair enough. I still don't like it, but it's better than
what it was. That day, it was like his day off.
Gotcha.
And, like, he knew his stuff. And I look at it this way, bro. These little goddamn planes, you put them down anywhere, right?
No, like, literally.
All you need is a little parking lot. You touch that bird down, you step out like there's no big.
Yeah, why don't you talk to those two?
Do another shot.
It's funny you bring that up because, again, we're talking about how there were two plane crashes, private plane crashes, in our area in a matter of 4.5 hours on Friday, 1:30 in the Maplewood area of the city of Rochester, just north of 104. A plane went down. One person passed away. The other had non-life-threatening injuries. 4.5 hours later, Steuben County, a small engine plane crashed into a field around 6 p.m. Someone who lived in the area had to use a drone to find the wreckage. One person in that plane crash died. Two plane crashes in our area and the helicopter that happened Thursday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wednesday night. So it's Thursday night. You get what I'm saying.
Oh, 2 days.
Yeah. So 48 hours.
Yeah.
Less than 48 hours. Because, that happened Thursday night, didn't it?
Yeah, so it's Thursday because we talked about it Friday
night. Yeah, so Thursday night into Friday afternoon.
But that's so rare.
Bro,
that's like once in 100 years that would happen.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Right.
Small private aircraft crashes are not rare. I mean, Friday was ridiculous. You're right, right? But those private small plane crashes happen on a pretty regular basis.
Yeah, because there's so many of them now.
I there are a lot of people that have access to, I don't know whether they own those planes or they have access to them, but it is surprising how many people can just hop in a plane anytime they want.
Yeah, it seems pretty expensive, right?
Right.
What's a rich guy hobby?
Yeah.
Harrison Ford.
Sorry? How many times have we played
John
audio?
John Denver. John Denver was the one that pushed it too far.
I can name you five other guys that pushed it too far.
Well, I'll tell you this. The one guy I'm amazed that he has this talent is John Travolta, because he flies his own jet. Like, he's trained to fly his own whatever kind of jet he
owns. How do you know that?
No, it's true. It's a legit thing. I believe he has an airport on his property.
Yes, he does. So, really? Like, he has like a hangar and a whole, yeah. Someplace in like Florida. Fact?
Lead singer of Megadeth? Not Megadeth. Oh, God.
Hey, Adam, I'm not flying with Megadeth.
No, oh, God. Wait, Iron Maiden. I think the lead singer of Iron Maiden. Could you Google
he
that?
He flies his own plane?
No, it's not Iron Maiden either. Kimmy, will you Google what rock star is? They fly. He flies their like tour plane.
Tour plane. So the one guy I knew that was a super rich guy that did not need to fly was Sam Walton of Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
So he had his own plane, and he used to treat it like his car. So he would just jump in it. Sometimes he would like leave the door open or the luggage would fall out. He'd have to circle back to the airport and get it. But there's a guy that could have had like a Trump-sized plane. And he's like, you know, he's like country guy. Don't spend a lot of money on this old bird was in World War II. And she'll do too fine.
That dog can hunt, no problem.
Yeah.
It is Iron Maiden's lead singer, Bruce Dickinson.
There it is, yes.
He's a licensed commercial pilot. Flew the band's custom Boeing 747,
holy
nicknamed
Christ.
Ed Force One.
Yeah, so, you know, the skeleton, they're yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
That's like a big-ass jet.
It had his picture on the side of it, Bruce Dickinson. Yeah, thank you, Kimmy, I appreciate it. But he's been doing it for years, like flying their tour plane for years and years and years. Okay. Small private aircraft crashes, like we said, mm-hmm. are not rare.
Yep.
All right? We are not even sure how dangerous it is, but we'll get to that in just a second. There should be a pretty simple gauge for anything to know how safe it is. How smart someone is versus how successful they are.
All right.
Let me explain. Tommy, we see doctors, lawyers, captains of industry, people who are overly educated, operating on a level that we would not understand, die all the time piloting small planes.
Yeah, unfortunately it's happened here.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you can take enough schooling to successfully open up a human being and fix them.
Save a life.
But you die piloting a plane. If you can go to a high-end law school, pass the bar, and be so successful in a world of lawyers that you have a name, but you die piloting a plane, I want no part of that in any way. If you are operating on a plane here and you die doing this, bad joke Vinny is not flying me around the finger legs. Fair?
So let's say Josh Allen gets his pilot license.
He has it already.
He might, yeah.
He's got it?
So the word is
he's working on it.
The word is he wants to be a pilot.
You're at training camp.
Yeah.
He goes, hey, funny boy, you're running your mouth on that stupid radio station of yours.
Oh, Josh is talking to me.
He's talking to you.
Yeah, sure, Josh, what?
We'll take you up on a ride.
No chance.
You wouldn't get in a plane with
chance.
Josh Allen.
I feel like you'd have
you
to.
And Josh.
No. No.
I don't even care. I would get it just to hang out with Josh Allen. It would be a ball.
All right, one, I'm terrified of flying. Two, everything I just said. Three, if the plane, God forbid, did go down, I wouldn't be mentioned in the story.
No, you wouldn't. Josh Allen,
you could
and
been on
other
that plane.
Guy.
You could have been on a solo flight that wouldn't mention your name. Plane dead. End of story.
You'd go up with Josh Allen.
Yes.
You talking about Lighthouse Boy? You've called him Lighthouse Boy.
I'm not going to bring that up while we're taking off.
No, I'm saying if you think he is dumb enough to be Lighthouse Boy, you're going to get in a plane. You're an idiot.
So you would pass your idol.
Well, Jim Kelly's my idol, but yes.
Okay, so Jim Kelly.
No.
I don't think there's somebody you can name.
And Jim Kelly has survived a plane crash in Alaska.
Not according to you, he didn't.
And he swam to safety.
Not according to you, he didn't.
Not according to the pilot either.
Who crashed the plane, so I don't know why we're taking his word for it. All right, there's nobody you can get me up in a plane with. I'm telling you, unless it is we are in a commercial, I don't want to get in a small plane. Like, I see people like these celebrities.
Like commercial jet.
Yeah, like you see these celebrities keep me bragging all the time, like I fly private.
Yeah.
Good luck. Good luck. You no chance, man. If I could feel anything.
You wouldn't get in a private jet?
No, no, no.
Tom Golisano.
No. I'm telling you, there is no.
Billionaires never die. Except for a couple of them.
Except for those couple billionaires. Yeah. We got a ton of Instagram messages coming in. You can always get us Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Let's start with Mia. She writes, my best friend is a pilot. He got his license at 17. We're both 20 now. I've been actively flying with him since then. He's got a small plane, four-seater. You'd be surprised how many people around here just have their pilot's license casually and own their own small planes, LOL. That's not an LOL. That's not an LOL.
Wow, he's a kid, 21.
20. You getting in with him?
Well, I don't know, but if I knew the kid.
You know Vinny, and you got in with him?
Yeah.
I'll take strangers. Sorry, kid.
Always go with your. Always fly with a drinking buddy.
I also want, even if I know somebody and trust somebody that I think would be responsible as a pilot, like, I want them to spend some time doing their piloting thing for a while. You know what I mean? Like, give them a few years
hours
in the sky, get a few hours in before I decide, like, I think I'm ready to go.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Tommy, who wants to be a flyboy more than anything in the world,
yep,
starts taking flying lessons.
Okay.
How many years does he have to fly before you're comfortable getting
a plane? Well, that's a tough one, because the more years you give him, the older he gets.
Yeah, but I get wiser.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah.
There's a mandatory commercial jet retirement of 65 years old.
I'll pass that one. Damn it.
Trey writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, dude, I have an extreme fear of flying. I won't fly commercial at all. However, my buddy Reagan is a pilot, and he's the only one I'll get in a plane with.
Wait.
No clue why, but I feel safer.
He'll get in with his buddy, but he won't fly on Delta?
Beats the hell out of me. I mean, there is the rigmarole.
That makes no sense.
I'm not doing it, but I do get less time waiting, maybe better for your anxiety, because when you go to an airport, you got to get, commercial flight 2 hours
early,
hang around, you have all that time to think, everybody's rushing around. Like, maybe if you just, like, run right to the plane and get on, you don't have to think about it.
When you're flying commercially? Or
no, when you're flying privately. Privately.
Yeah, that could be something. Here's the weird thing. When we flew that plane, we had to help him get it out of the hangar. We had to push it out. And then, like, and they're really light, right? So,
yeah.
Like, the three of us pushed it out. Then we stood back where we fired it up. Then we got in. Then we took off.
Man,
and the same thing
were,
we got
so
back.
You were, like, part of the crew.
It was so cool.
I got to touch it.
If I get the plane out the same way I get my daughter's bike out of the garage.
It's pretty much.
I'm not. No. Mark writes us on Instagram again. We're talking about these two plane crashes, one in the city of Rochester, one in Steuben County, 4.5 hours apart from each other on Friday. The plane crash in the city of Rochester happened in the Maplewood neighborhood just north of 104. Unfortunately, one person passed away. Another person passed away in that Steuben crash. And Thursday night, there was a helicopter crash in a field in Kendall just west of Brockport. 3 in like 24 hours.
That's insane.
Mark writes us as we're talking about flying privately. Says, Duffy, you're being a bitch. It's way more safe to fly than it is to drive a car. Okay, a couple of things there. Kimmy is malfunction.
I mean, that's like commercial flights, maybe. I don't know.
So you nailed that. Those stats we see, is that just for commercial flying? Or
I
is
guess
that
I assumed.
All flying.
I don't know.
Right?
Well, no, like if a helicopter goes down, that would count, right? Like if it's like a commercial helicopter?
I don't know. What commercial helicopter?
Yeah,
well, the news has them. Businesses have them.
Okay, when I hear commercial airfare, like, I mean like I pay for a ticket. Yeah.
Well, I'm saying like medical. If those things crash.
I don't think those are commercial.
Well, they're
private,
but they're businesses.
But they're private aircraft.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So you're thinking when they give you the stats, it's just commercial.
I kind of always assumed.
Okay,
you want to Google?
I thought it was like everybody.
Well, like I'd love to see accidents, even if it's everybody, I'd like to see them separated. Accidents per private flying.
Okay.
Right? Versus car.
Car.
Okay. And two, you're right. Car accidents happen all the time.
Yeah.
Mark, you're absolutely right. Okay. Statistically, it's more dangerous. Odds are you will at least be in one car accident in your lifetime. But if my car malfunctions in some way, it doesn't immediately drop 10,000 feet.
No.
Right? And if I collide with something in my car, my chances of walking away are much higher than if I collide with something in my plane. And let's be real here.
Okay.
And the most mind-blowing part of this whole conversation, there are plenty of people, Tommy, in your life you would not trust to drive you around.
Yeah, true.
Men especially feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll get in a plane with them. You would not trust Bad Joke Vinny to drive you in a car.
Well, that'd be
I mean, even Jeff, you say you have a problem driving with other men.
Yeah, I do.
But you got in a plane with the guy.
Well, because I don't know how to fly a plane. He does. And he knows, guys that know how to do this stuff. You just got to help him push the plane out.
Kimmy, do we know where
it says private aviation generally has a higher accident rate per flight hour than commercial airlines.
Okay,
that's
that
due to, you know, standardized procedures, strict regulations, and extensive pilot training for commercial flights.
So Sarah writes us, so we're going to trust her because it's on Instagram, so it's got to be true. Those stats are only for commercial. To put it in perspective, there are around 230,000 flights in the world per day.
Of everything?
That's what she says. And, I mean, again, Sarah
We got that much sky?
It's like unlimited.
Must be.
A lot of sky up there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, let's take a break. Maybe just, you know, stay out of planes for a little while.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There are steps to committing any crime.
Oh, sure.
Right? It's an underappreciated part of your caper being successful. And it's something that this man did not think through.
Didn't plan it out.
Well, look, here's the thing. If he had these things on him, now we're talking a serious situation and people are going to do what he says. But when you don't have these things. You're hanging out in the break room. That's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. This story comes to us from Finger Lakes Gaming and Racetrack.
What happened?
On Saturday, authorities say a 34-year-old man got into an argument with someone else at the casino.
Yeah.
And because of this, security decided it was time for this man to go. The only problem, he didn't want to go.
Oh. Yeah, usually they don't.
Yeah. If you have to be told to leave. Now, I'd like to pause the story here for a second, if that's all right with you.
Yeah.
All right, now, Tommy, we've seen people get upset being kicked out of places before. And when that happens, we see them make threats. Like, we've heard threats in the past when someone's going to get thrown out. Like, you know, I'll kick your ass. Mm-hmm. You know, I got a knife.
Yeah, all that stuff,
right? Well, this 34-year-old man took it a step further.
What happened?
Authorities say he threatened to blow up the casino.
Wow.
Yes. Problem.
Yeah.
Other than the threat, obviously.
Yeah.
He didn't have any explosive devices on him.
He didn't bring his blowed up stuff?
No, he didn't. Nor did he have them ready to go at his place of residence.
Oh, no.
However, according to the police, he did tell security at Finger Lakes Gaming and Casino that he was so mad he was going to go home,
right,
make several different explosive devices,
oh, okay,
and then come back to blow up the casino and the people.
At a later date.
Yeah, you got it.
I'm so okay. mad, I'll be back in a few hours.
No, it would take more than a few hours, Kimmy. You'd have to source the material. Yeah, you'd have to find
plans.
Learn
how to do it. I'm guessing you probably don't have those skills.
Right? Build the material, right? And not hurt yourself while doing all that stuff, which you've seen other people do that in the past. So because of that, in the moment, the 34-year-old man was arrested, charged with making a terroristic threat. He has a court date coming up. Interesting strategy if the allegations are true.
True.
Because up front in this plan, Tommy, this man is letting you know, I have no weapon.
Yeah.
Right? Right. Nothing I can do right now to make this situation really, really bad. And if you let me stay, things will be totally fine.
Sure.
But so help me God, if you throw me out of here, I'm going to build so many bombs.
I'll be back.
So you should
eventually.
So you should let me go. Let's back that up one more time.
Yeah.
If you let me stay, I have no things to hurt you.
And then we're cool.
Yeah. But if you throw me out,
oh boy,
I'll come back with weapons. Therefore,
let me stay.
Let me stay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd love to know how far the situation got before these alleged bomb threats came up.
Like what an ass was being made on the casino floor?
Yeah, this got to this point.
Exactly. Like
Build up. Was it fast? Was it a slow burn?
Well, is this the first thing he says when security comes up? Is this a last-ditch effort while they're like literally picking him up and throwing him outside? Right? Also, what is the timeline of making the alleged bombs and then deploying them?
Like, from the time you toss me till the time I come back?
Yes.
From what I got from that was I'll be right back.
After building the bomb.
Yeah, just stepping out real quick.
Yeah, I got to go home, and then I'm coming back.
Bomb makes stepping out, blowing up your place. Like, I don't even know how long it would take to build multiple explosive devices.
Like you said, if you don't have the materials.
But let's say he did. Let's say in a hypothetical world.
He's ready to go. Before.
Yeah, he's got the materials. He's done this. He does this as a hobby. Like, how long from your ass has been chucked from the front door to bombs going off?
Gotta load them up.
Something you shouldn't rush.
Drive them back.
Yeah. And, like, you got to be careful of potholes.
Oh, yeah.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we don't know how far away he lived, either.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. That's a good point.
We don't know where exactly his residence is.
Well, put a pin in that, because I want to loop back around to it. 252-WCMF. Again, we're talking about a 34-year-old man. He was at Finger Lakes Casino Racetrack on Saturday. Got in an argument with another customer. Security went to throw him out, and he told security, according to police, that if he was thrown out, that he was going to go home, make several different explosive devices, and then come back and blow up the casino and the people inside. I really hope, Tommy, if the allegations here are true, he was under the influence of something.
Oh, have to be.
No, not necessarily.
It's a casino, man.
Yeah.
Booze and casinos go hand in hand.
Sometimes.
And he's, and if he's being a nuisance.
I forgot, what day did this happen?
Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Juice is flowing, baby. Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more likely to be partying on a Saturday.
So here's the thing. With all the threats of explosion we see in our area, and there are quite a few, what people fail to realize.
What's that?
People have to investigate this stuff. Right, police have to investigate.
No, sure, yeah.
Like, as soon as I'm going to.
You can't really say, just joking.
Yeah.
Just kidding around.
Thank you.
Just a joke, guys.
And here's the thing, Kimmy. Based on all the stories we've covered on this show with politicians and celebrities and stuff like that, there are a lot of bomb threats that happen in the greater Rochester area.
We are a bomb town.
In fact, we have, since we've been on the air, minimum 35 to 40 stories we've seen of people writing in and calling bomb threats just to politicians.
Yeah.
Right? Like, any chance of any break you were going to get is gone.
Yeah.
And with some stories we've seen, the context doesn't even matter. A joke, an actual threat, a bad use of a phrase, you're going to get charged. There will be an investigation, and things are getting super complicated. And it's not even like the investigation and charges would be overstepping by law enforcement based on the amount of actual explosives as weapons we have seen used in the greater Rochester area.
Yeah.
Two summers ago, there was literally a guy making his own bombs
and
throwing them overnight into a yard in the city of Rochester attempting to collect a drug debt. We had a witness call up the show after that story saying that he was blowing massive craters into the grass overnight.
It was like D-Day.
There was another story, I think it was last summer, where a man built an explosive device and put it in a woman's mailbox down in the South Wedge.
Yeah.
Full of dog poop.
Didn't somebody else... Well, he was making like fireworks or something, and they went awry in the house.
It was east of us in the sticks.
Yeah.
Not only was he making his own fireworks that blew up the garage,
yeah,
he sold those fireworks to people in the town. So the police then had to go find the purchasers of said homemade fireworks.
Don't use these.
Yeah, and get them back. Which, sidebar,
they were such a good discount.
I know we talked about like the faith you would have in a friend flying.
Yeah.
All right. I'd like to amend what I said.
Yeah.
That's the second craziest thing you could do. I think the craziest thing we would do would be trusting a buddy with his own
homemade fireworks,
bespoke homemade fireworks business.
Yeah, but you save so much money.
And you lose so much fingers. And that's the best case scenario.
My freedom thumb.
So, Kimmy, you brought up, you know, we don't know how close he lives to the casino.
How far of a commute?
I really hope, for the sake of this man's social life, he does not live anywhere near Finger Lakes Gaming and Racetrack. Because, like, out in Farmington, Canandaigua, it's a pretty popular thing to do.
Yeah.
Right? They have the racing and the gaming. They also do concerts. They do other events.
A lot
all
of fun.
These things. There's a lot of social things happening at the Racino.
A lot of people are regulars.
Yeah. If there is someone new in my life, because this guy's 34, I don't know what his life's like, right? And they go, hey, Friday night, why don't we go down to the casino racetrack?
Yeah.
You would then have to share it with them. You can't go because you threaten to blow up the place with yet to be constructed bombs.
Oh, so you would have to explain that to your buddies.
So buddy, new woman in your life, right? Boyfriend, who knows?
Yeah, I'm just going to blow that place up, but yeah. I don't even want to go there anymore.
And like, this guy's name is in the paper.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
His name is in the
you're
paper.
Screwed.
Right? Which also, forget the casino ban part of it. If I found out anyone that I hang out with, was thrown out of a place after threatening to build bombs and explode them, I'm never going anywhere with you again.
Well, yeah, that's safe to say.
Right?
I should probably start looking for a new circle of pals.
Which brings us
non-explosive.
Which brings us to the next question.
What was that?
Because like there are people who fly off the handle all the time.
Sure, hotheads.
Is this a normal thing for this guy if the allegations
are true? That's his go-to hothead move.
I'll just blow
the place up.
Yeah.
I wonder if he was alone or with buddies, with a significant other. Because, everybody kind of has an idea of the friend that has this potential. So when you start to see it happen, do you back off like you don't know the guy? Do you try to calm him down?
You got to jump in if your buddy threatens to blow a place up. No.
I don't know how far we can go with that. I mean, if you're that crazy, I'm going to let the authorities deal with it.
At that point, if you're that guy, you're sucked into it.
All right, wait.
I'm not a trained professional like to negotiate off the ledge.
You'd have to leave with him, though, right?
No. He's got to ride.
You're sticking around? Your day isn't ruined after that?
Yeah. I'm not going to ruin it more.
Oh, let me ask you a question.
What?
Let me ask you a question. We've known each other 25 years.
Yeah.
Right? You fed me alcohol when I was a teenage baby boy.
You were bombing all over. Yeah, go ahead.
I learned it from watching you. All right, so we go out somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'm getting after it, man. pounding drinks. Right?
Yeah.
Security comes up to me. They go, sir, you're far too funny to be here. You got to get out of here. And I start getting belligerent.
Yeah.
No. I go, look, man, you throw me out of here. I'm going to go home. I'm going to build a bunch of bombs. I'm going to come back, blow this place up. You're not trying to jump in to save
My ass. Yes. Why do you ask me a question? I try to give you an honest answer. You shoot
because you already gave me the honest answer.
No, I would try to stop you. And Kimmy too, but you'd be about it. And my wife, I can't imagine
anybody you're related
bomb.
To.
No. I mean, I got some scuzz ass side relatives, man.
Not even like immediate family, like your brother.
Brothers, yes.
By the way, I can see this happening.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Go back and blow. Get your facts straight. Don't blow this up.
Both of my brothers have been told to settle down.
Settle down.
He even pointed when he did it.
My one brother at the airport, he was getting pissed off about a flight.
Wait, and they told him to like chill out?
Settle down.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did he settle?
Oh, yeah.
Really? I'm surprised.
What a bitch.
Because I would think settle down only escalates things for a lot of people once they're at that point.
I think he did the math in his head. Didn't realize what this trip was going to cost
him,
besides going to jail.
Okay.
And he settled down.
Okay, fair enough. But no, to Kimmy's point, settle down is not a de-escalation phrase. I guess.
Well, I don't know how it was actually said, but basically, settle your ass down.
Okay, but let's walk through this. Yeah. Kimmy, I want you, in your best attempt, to tell me to settle down in a non-confrontational way.
Hey. Settle down.
Did not now that
you
now
had,
I'm now
you
you're patronizing
do the hands
me.
Too.
Nope.
She settle did do the hey.
I feel patronized.
All right, settle down.
I'm not
but
a 5-year old.
Hey, settle down. You'd also get pissed.
Well, yeah, I'm also pissed about
you
that.
You can't be stern about it because that I think adds to the anger.
No, but if you
so I kind of treat you like a child.
But that's just it. If you go soft, you are treating me like you are better than me. Hey. Right. Settle down.
All right. There's, you're cool. Settle down.
See, be cool. No, because that's even. There's no way you can phrase that in any kind of voice.
To chill. You got a guy to chill out.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's going to end up being. It's going to escalate the situation.
All right.
And then you add a sir into it.
Sir.
Settle down, sir.
Is it better to call him buddy or pal? Is that more aggressive?
Buddy. Hey, pal. Come on, pal. We're all pals here, huh? You get a little hot under the collar?
Oh, you're a 1920s
reporter? Yeah, maybe that's why you go. Yeah, you go old school.
Champ. You got to settle down. Champ. All right. So, look. I think it's best, no matter where you are, whether it's a Racino or your kid's soccer game or a bar or whatever, if you're told to leave, just go.
Okay. Settle down.
Right? Live to fight another day.
Right.
You know, the most important slogan we have in the break room.
What is that?
Know when to punt.
Because
this guy was in a 4th-and-30 situation.
Okay.
He dropped back to pass, and the game's over.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We got a problem.
What happened?
We actually got lots of problems right now. And it's weird because for years and years and years and years, we never had any problems.
Yeah.
There were no problems. And then all of a sudden, one thing changed. And look at all the problems.
What?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Your Buffalo Bills are back. This is the last week for training camp, right, Kimmy?
Yep. They end, I think, Thursday.
St. John Fisher University wraps up another year. And this has been a very strange year. One, the injuries have been redonkalong.
Yeah, you were saying.
Yeah, it's more than ridiculous.
It is a lot.
It's redonkalong. And the hits kept coming. Yesterday, Bills wide receiver, Josh Allen's new favorite target from last season, Khalil Shakir, left with a high ankle sprain.
I think it happened Friday.
Okay, I'm sorry?
He wasn't there yesterday at all.
Gotcha. He is week to week.
You're saying it could take a while with this?
So it is literally the worst injury to have for the worst position. High ankle sprains linger. He is a guy who is all about like having to make quick cuts, quick movements, which the high ankle sprain prevents from doing. This is, unless his body is good enough to hit, this is disaster.
Oh.
It's a legitimate disaster. Like, potentially having to go find someone else, disaster. Not because he can't play, but can you rely on him to last, you know, the 17 regular season games? But even more interesting, someone else wasn't at practice.
Who got hurt?
Yesterday. Wasn't hurt.
No.
Bills running back James Cook sat out of practice on Sunday. And when asked by reporters why, he responded, and I quote, business.
Yep. Sending a message.
So he wants a new contract. He skipped out on voluntary mini camps. He showed up to camp, said he wanted to be a part of this team. Yeah. He heaped praise upon all the players and all the coaches. Also said he didn't want to miss any training camp time because of fines. And we'll get back to that in a second. So Kimmy.
Yeah.
He shows up.
Mm-hmm. He's there.
He participates in the first week and a half, 2 weeks of camp.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden decides, today I'm what they're calling holding in. I'm here so I can't get fined, but I'm not going to practice.
Okay.
What is he doing?
I don't know. Because why make that decision now, like halfway through? Because you already showed up and practiced for a little while. And now you're putting a stop to it.
Well, it's got
to
be a strategy. His agent's probably telling him, right?
But what's the, to Pat's point, though, what's the strategy? Because you'd think you would show up to camp initially and hold in, as you call it.
Mm-hmm. This is the worst advice he has been getting, James Cook.
You think this is bad?
The worst possible advice from this agent. But
don't other people do that? Like, they just sit down and go, man, I want a new contract.
But they would have done that from the beginning.
And, like, you have nowhere to send him now. Like rosters are – nobody's going to give you premium value for like, – let's say he was going to force his way out of Buffalo.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen now. Nobody – like
– okay. So nobody would want him or want to pay him?
It's not – well, I mean,
it's just the timing is weird.
Like, if you wanted the contract and, you know, you asked for a trade 3 months ago when teams are trying to figure out what their rosters are going to look like. Rosters are pretty much, unless a running back goes down, right?
Where he's good. I mean, isn't he a premium back?
He is, but, I mean, like, running back is not a premium position in the NFL anymore. Oh. And the Bills could, if they wanted to, have the control of him for the next 2 years. Not only this year in the contract, they could franchise tag him. That's a whole complicated thing. But they've potentially got him for 2 more years with nothing he can do about it.
And he's pissed. So he's obviously pissed.
Sure, but, like, your agent is there to give you the advice. Yeah. And this is bad advice. Kimmy, I would guess one of two things happen.
Mm-hmm.
One of two things have happened. One, Cook's agent was negotiating with the Bills.
Yeah.
There were talks, and
it's
then they stopped
again. Yes, it's not going as well as they thought, so now it's like, here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Or two, what is going on in Dallas with defensive end Micah Parsons requesting
a
trade?
We've seen this a few times now with camp starting everywhere. There have been a couple players that are now saying, I'm done here.
Yeah.
Get me out.
And that has inspired Cook's agent. Yeah, to tell him, yes, that's exactly what.
So does he have like one of these super agents, or is it like his like college buddy?
From what I understand, James Cook's agent, he is his only client.
Oh. That sounds like a buddy.
Could you Google that, Kimmy, just to be sure? Because I don't want to say things about people that aren't true. You're ugly. See? Honesty.
Because, you know, some of those super agents, I mean, that's who you'd go with, right?
Yeah, but a lot of guys, they don't feel comfortable with the super agents.
They don't want to pay either.
Well, it's not that. If you have higher profile clients, then he's going to put all his attention to that person.
True.
Have you not seen Jerry Maguire?
I did.
Tidwell was not getting the respect he deserved. But then it turned out when you gave him, you know,
did he ever see the money?
He saw the money. You don't remember at the end when he's on Roy Firestone's talk show? That's a blast from the past.
Damn.
I know. Go back and watch Jerry Maguire. Great flick. 252 WCMF. James Cook is holding in.
Okay.
He did not practice on Sunday. When asked why, he said, and I quote, business.
That's all he said?
That's all he said. Business.
Business.
So we got a bigger situation for James Cook personally.
What's that?
All right. So let's say he holds out for the rest of camp.
Yeah.
Holds in, excuse me. When he gets to the regular seat, like the practices, if he doesn't practice, he's fined.
Okay.
And I believe those fines are $50,000 a day.
No.
Yes.
50 G a day?
Mandated by the collective bargaining agreement. By the way, those fines, let's say everything gets better, the collective bargaining agreement of the NFL says the teams can't waive them. No matter what happens, whether you get your new contract or not, you have to pay the $50,000 a day.
God damn.
That's what we're at. It's keep guys from doing this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that would.
So James Cook isn't making, like, crazy money.
No, he's a millionaire, but like you said, he's not Josh with, you know, $500 million contract.
And the team knows he's not going to take those fines. So they just have to, if they want
to. So it's a waiting game.
Yeah, but waiting for you to just come back.
Yeah.
Where's the leverage?
Yeah, if you're not going to leave.
I don't even do this for a living. I know this is a bad plan. What are you doing?
He needs a new agent, buddy, friend.
I would think so.
Single client.
I would think so.
Is he acting as his own agent?
There's no... No.
Oh.
I hope.
I'm trying to find who his agent is. It says he was previous. I don't know if. Hold on.
What if he, what if he operates as his own agent under another name?
Cookie James.
What's that?
Cookie James.
Cookie James.
James Cook's agent, Cookie James. we got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. 16 touchdowns, most by a back. Just pay him. Josh says, what's $5 million more? So what's $15 million? Look, man, I want to give him the money. It's a salary cap. You can't fit him in with Josh's contract.
Yeah, but you have to have some kind of wiggly
you
stuff they can do.
You keep saying this. You can't wiggle.
Some over here. That's, we tighten you up over there.
That's how you lose first-round picks.
We throw you a house.
Ask the Patriots. Ask the Falcons. It's how you lose first-round picks.
Because I always thought like the cap but didn't go towards like other – there was like ways around the cap.
No. With you like, can't circumvent the camp.
I can't give the kid a house?
No.
That goes towards the cap.
Yes. Anything you give him, go. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Old man wave. You don't think other teams would have figured
World's
this out?
World's biggest bag of Skittles.
Also,
$300,000 bag of Skittles.
If it comes from the team, and I don't know why, those would go bad before you finished them. They're going to get stale.
Why don't you share them with your friends and family?
$300,000.
Guys, want to come over for Skittles? That Skittles night.
300,000 bags of Skittles. You could hand them out to everyone in the stadium.
Yes.
And still have
Skittle night.
200,000 Skittles left.
Who doesn't want to go to Skittle night?
I just want to say one thing before we move forward, and we'll get more information about all this stuff from Mike Danger just after 9:30, live from St. John University, St. John Fisher University this morning.
Again. Yeah.
For 6 years, last 6, 7 years,
yeah,
everything at camp for the Bills has gone unbelievably smooth.
Yeah, they've had a good run.
Injuries have not been devastating. No drama at all. Nobody was fighting, no arguing, no holdouts, no nothing. And then this year, you have this laundry list of injuries, and you have a player now holding in.
That happens, Pat.
What, Kimmy,
Lady Luck.
What is the difference between this year and the last 7 years of Bill's training?
Look, be lady tonight.
The difference in...
What one thing is different this year than the last 7 years?
You get the bad turf?
Turf is good.
Hot dog, no bun?
It's a great question. I mean, because you can't argue. Every year, the Bills come in with high expectations.
Yeah.
I guess last year, the expectations weren't there as much. I think people thought that we were going to see a dip in progress last year, so... fast forward to now, it's the expectations are back
again.
There's
nothing. There's nothing.
2 years ago, they were favored to win the Super Bowl. I'll tell you.
There's nothing you can point to.
I'll tell you the one thing that's different.
What's that?
Hard Knocks.
Oh, HBO.
Yeah.
How did HBO hurt?
One, I argued from the beginning, screamed at the top of my lungs and no one wanted to listen to me. When there are cameras everywhere, it creates drama. It's a human condition. But two, it's a jinx. I argued this
so
to
you
both
think
of you
it's
guys.
A legitimate jinx that HBO's Hard Knocks is filming the Bills?
Yes, I've been screaming this from the beginning.
Do you think James Cook is playing into this?
I think that having the cameras...
He's leaning into
it. Yes, I think having the cameras on you...
Can't wait to see it.
...makes you... Then that's just it.
Yeah, but
like, you don't care. You love this.
But if it was Hard Knocks, why practice the first half and not the second?
What are you talking about?
Because you're saying the Hard Knocks being there is affecting him, but they've been there the whole time.
I think that proves my point, is he went in, right? I'm going to go to work. Mm-hmm. The cameras being there...
Juiced it.
Well, it changes how you see yourself.
Okay. So you think Hard Knocks.
Yes.
If the season goes bad, it's Hard Knocks.
Yes. I mean, we're watching it happen right now. We're watching it happen.
But they do other teams that do pretty good.
Yeah. And like we said, of the 20 teams that have been on Hard Knocks in the history of the show, 20-something, 7 have made the playoffs, 3 have won a playoff game.
Well, it's
have
tough.
Made the Super
it's
Bowl.
Tough.
It's tough. It's tough. It's tough. It's tough. It's tough. Yeah, a second ago, it was Super Bowl winner bust. For the Bills now, Hard Knocks is tough. It's tough.
But you got to remember too. Now you're an elite team.
They've been an elite team for four years.
But now you're like the man,
Tommy. Their roster 2 years ago, they were literally favored to win the Super Bowl in Vegas.
Movie star, girlfriend,
wife, and over everyone else.
Living in L.A., swimming pool to movie stars. You're not the Beverly Hillbillies anymore.
He lives in Buffalo, bro. He was on the cover of Madden 2 years ago.
He's the man now.
He was
He's
man.
Hollywood.
Okay.
He's going to be in movies. Isn't he in that Gladiator commercial?
Yeah, in the commercial.
You mean from 2 years ago? Like we were talking about?
No, but he's in demand now. This is what you got to expect. More spotlight, more attention.
I cannot
HBO,
give you.
HBO, he's going to do. He's going to do Netflix because his buddy, that's his project. What so he's going to do that quarterback thing on Netflix.
You've been saying that for 3 years.
No, they're getting to him.
They're getting to him. Yeah, I know. He's such a high profile player that Jared Goff and Kirk Cousins get that gig before.
Hey, they were good.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, if you're all excited.
I am. I think the first episode's Tuesday or Wednesday night.
Okay, I do. It's tomorrow. August 5th.
Oh, man.
Luna writes us, I do want to give everyone a chance here because I understand that
Luna,
my opinion that James Cook here doesn't have leverage may be incorrect. Luna writes, the player has all the leverage. Look at the situations like Gronk, Ramsey, Le'Veon Bell, even as far back as Eric Dickerson. He practiced the first week to show his worth, and now he's sitting out doing the same thing. But he doesn't because the guys behind you in Ray Davis and Ty Johnson, they performed really well when he wasn't there. And I don't think those guys are as good as James Cook, but – with Josh Allen as your quarterback?
But they do have options.
Yes. I mean, look.
That hurts you.
Yes. You got the literal MVP handing the ball off to you. And I like James Cook, and I want him to get paid. Mm-hmm. I do. But you don't have the leverage, man. You don't. All right, let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.